I'd like to welcome in our new sponsor for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling, BCW, ahead of their event at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Welcome to 2024, the new year, featuring Christina Marie, Brittany Blake, Vicious Vicky, Face, Jay Bougie, Anthony Gangone, Darius Carter, and a whole lot more Saturday, January 20th at the Mecca. Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCauley. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestling meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling returns to Brooklyn, New York on Saturday, January 6th, featuring former WWE superstars Mace and Mansoor, also featuring Darius Carter, Joe Ocasio, Angel Metro, Vicious Vicky, TJ Marconi, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com. And don't forget to subscribe for some great matches over on the Warriors of Wrestling YouTube channel. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN Podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom Podcast. USDN Podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved. BCP is now sponsored by the international shining star, Ray Kalitri. Kalitri has honed his craft traveling and wrestling all over the world, including destinations such as Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, and even Egypt. The ISPW Tri-State Champion and Golden Ticket Holder is also one of the longest reigning ECPW Light Heavyweight Champions in history. Kalitri also holds an international championship that he won in Mexico. Always known for his appreciation of world culture, the Shiny Star is also known for his taste for high fashion, lavish lifestyle and fast cars. However, he is most prominently known around the globe for his unparalleled in-ring acumen and skill set. Be sure to follow Ray Kalitri across the board on social media, at Kalitri Ray on Twitter, at PAP1Fresh on Instagram, and Ray Kalitri on Facebook. Guys, please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the show, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video and audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they're hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. They cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. Guys, on a personal note, as always, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andrews, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Book GPW for a promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Once again, the BCP is sponsored by Pro Wrestling Magic. Pro Wrestling Magic presents Kingdom Come 8, 99 Red Balloons on Saturday, December 23rd at the Mecca, Ridgefield Park here in New Jersey. Get your tickets now or watch live on IWTV. Kingdom Come 8 features Darius Carter, Steve Pena, Steve Off, Kerr, Alex Ryman, Danny Moff, The Notorious Mimi, The Ruthless Lala, Vicious Vicky, Adina Steele, The Rep, Death Row, and a whole lot more. Tune in on IWTV. Guys, I want to give a special shout-out and thanks to our new December podcast sponsor, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne. Welcome in our new December sponsors for the BCP DDE Daddy Daughter Entertainment. Thank you, Chucky Diesel and Chloe Rain, for sponsoring the show. Daddy Daughter Entertainment is all about family, and being a fan of professional wrestling is my favorite thing about this crazy business, and seeing Chucky and Chloe at shows. And DDE right now are putting out some amazing content and special attraction matches. Thank you, DDE. Guys, last but not least, I want to shout out our new December sponsor, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content for a great cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the acclaimed, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the acclaimed. Now, scissor me.
All right, everybody, welcome into a very special, I guess, impromptu on the road edition.
Them BCP boys on the road. Road tripping.
Yeah, you know that's the goodest brother, Nunez. We're road tripping, making the towns. We got some places to be this weekend. And of course, you know, goodest brother, it's Royal Rumble season.
My favorite, this might be my favorite match of the year. The hype every year, whether it's good or whether it's not as good. The hype going into the Royal Rumble is always good, but this year specifically, I feel like we're going to see some big things.
You said it perfectly, man. Like, Royal Rumble's always our favorite. It always has been on the show. You made your debut, I think, on a Rumble podcast. Perfect predictions.
So it's my first ever WWE event was Royal Rumble 2008 in Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. And then 10 years later, I make my BCP debut and undefeated, and all my predictions were correct.
Of course. Will they be today? We're going to make some predictions. We did our show last night with Amanda, Mueller, and Bill. We got the goodest brother.
Love all them beautiful people.
Yeah.
Shout out out to them.
Shout them out, but I think this one's exciting more than usual because you don't know where a lot of things are going to go. No. You know, the Women's Rumble, I think that's a hard one to pick for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, there's at least two or three people you could pick for the men's right out of the gate, and WrestleMania plans might be in flux right now. We obviously have Cody finishing the story. We have Punk coming in to put a monkey wrench into everyone else's story. That was his mission statement. Gunther has just been on a tear. Rollins with the injury. There's so much going on. You want to start with the title match, Roman defending?
Fatal four-way? Okay, fatal four-way. So we have the phenomenal AJ Styles, who's in a I'm a good guy, but I'm dressed like a bad guy kind of deal.
Tweener.
We got the megastar. Whose game is it? L.A. Knight's game. Yeah. And, of course, the Viper, Randy Orton, against the unstoppable Roman Reigns, the undisputed intergalactic global universal undisputed heavyweight
7-11-995
of the world.
Yeah. So 75% chance here that Roman loses on paper. I think the booking here is great. A lot of mixed opinions to people I talk to. I think it's great. I think Top Caliber and LA Knight, who I thought would have been a final four in the Rumble, but him being in this match, I say keep him in this match. I don't like it when they do two matches.
So I was going to say, do you think the three challengers are in the Rumble as well?
I'm going to say hopefully not, and they all deserve to be, but you have the opportunity then and there. I think it's great booking. I would rather see, and again, we wave the Johnny flag, but I would rather see somebody else get the spots. I don't like it, especially when the tag team titles are defended and then, like, the tag team competitors go in the Rumble as well. But but I do like that anything goes. You don't know what's going to happen. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises on both the men's and women's, man. But that being said, 75% chance here, Roman defense. I think this is going to be a really good match with all the moving parts. I'm excited for this one. That element of Paul Heyman being involved, the bloodline. And I said this before on the podcast, but Nick Aldis, the dynamic between him and Roman has been one of my favorite things. Whenever him and Roman, you know, have that showdown down the line, whatever it is, that's going to be great. But I'm loving the dynamic. Nick Aldis not backing down. So I think Nick Aldis could even be a factor in this one. But I think it's going to be a great match. Do you think this is a good booking, or are you a fan of this match? Because some people weren't.
So here... my thing is, it's a lock for Roman to win. But I think the journey to get the storytelling in this match is going to be fantastic. Because as far as I know, a fatal four-way is no disqualification.
Roman doesn't have to get pinned.
Roman doesn't have to get pinned, but it's no disqualification. So Jimmy and Solo are definitely going to be involved. I think Nick Aldis is going to sit ringside. Or he's going to be ringside at some point.
Hold this in a bag of potato chips.
Oh, boy. Yeah, like I said, I think Roman is a lock to win this match. But I think the story that they're going to tell with this match, I think LA Knight's going to shine. I think LA Knight's going to shine. But I think everybody's going to look good coming out of this match. And I'm going to keep my prediction saying that somehow we will get the story where we end up with Cody and Roman Part 2, and Cody finishes the story and wins the title at WrestleMania in Philly. That's in the future. But right now, like I said, I think the match is going to be great. They're going to give it time because as of right now, there's only four matches. The two Royal Rumbles, the United States title match in this match. We're probably going to get some segments here and there. The story being told in this match is going to be good. Roman retains. I don't know who takes the pinfall, though. Unfortunately, I think Styles might take it. Because I don't think Randy just came back. I mean, also, too, AJ Styles just came back. That's hard. It'd be a bad move if LA Knight takes the pinfall. So, either way, I think Roman wins.
Yeah, and a lot of people picked Orton actually to win this one on some podcasts I was on yesterday.
I don't see that. No offense to them. I think Roman retains.
I was just going to say, I agree with you. I'm going to go Roman Reigns as well here. But I do like the booking. It's like, all right, Roman, you know, you've been fighting randomly here and there, like lots of time between these title defenses. So we're going to give you a 75% chance of losing this one, a 25% chance of retaining, you know, the 1-4 or whatever. So
he the one.
Yeah, in four. That's right. Nice. But I think he overcomes those odds with some help, obviously. But I think the match itself is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good.
A lot of spots. I think these four will work well together. And, yeah, and Roman has, like, as much as he's not around as much, he's been performing at such a high level. His facials particularly.
Yeah.
You know, his little run-in on SmackDown last week was, like, perfect. Just everything Roman's been doing, I'm a bigger fan of Roman than I've ever been.
I think everybody is.
I wish he would be there more, but obviously, you know, that
you got to remember that. I think everybody fails to remember this, but the guy overcame leukemia.
Yeah, multiple times.
Like, yeah, it's been in remission for how long? Almost 4 years now, 3.5 years. But, you know, the guy overcame leukemia multiple times. Like, a lot of people may say, oh, you know, Roman takes breaks, stuff like that. I mean, he might need to. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't need to make public his health issues, things like that. Yes. Like, we've seen it. It's been well documented. It's not like a Brock thing where Brock just, you know, when he was Universal Champion for a couple of years or I forget how long, that he just disappears for months at a time. I think a lot of it has to do with Roman's health.
You think Rocky plays a factor in this? I think Rocky's going to be in Tampa in some form or fashion because of everything going on. But
like I said, it's a fatal four-way. Whenever you get triple threat, fatal four-way, it's a no DQ. Like I said, we're going to see chicanery with Solo and Jimmy Uso. Would not be surprised if Jimmy tries to get involved, that Jay tries to get involved.
That'd be cool. Jay showed up.
Wouldn't be surprised. I mean, man, that would be crazy if The Rock came out. I don't know. I mean, I'll get to The Rock later on, but it's a strong possibility.
Good stuff. We'll move on to the next one, and I'm very good. Very excited to see that match for sure.
Yes.
Logan Paul defending the United States Championship against KO. Great
hand, Kevin Owens right now.
Great opponent for Logan Paul here. I think Amanda had said on the podcast that, like, you know, Logan Paul's known for doing all these spots and stuff, but, like, he's actually going to have to wrestle. He's actually going to have to fight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, brawl with a guy like KO. I think it's a great opponent. Do you think KO gets the strap here, or does Paul retain?
No, I think Logan Paul retains. Again, the story with this is gonna be well told. We might get a little chicanery from Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. It's a tough one because, you know, outside of Logan Paul, outside of WWE, he is an amazing athlete. He's a natural heel. It's easy to hate him. It's easy to boo him. Any good guy that goes up to him, their stock goes up higher just because people will be cheering them more. Because, let's face it, everybody wants to see Logan Paul get his ass kicked. And Kevin Owens, the KO show last week was great. Their war of words. Once they set up this match, I was like, ooh, the promos for this are going to be really good. KO's been killing it lately. He looked awesome in the United States title tournament. The match with him, standout match with him and Carmelo Hayes was excellent. And he defeated Santos Escobar to get this title match, correct?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. So let's see what happens with the broken hand, if that plays a factor into it. Like I said, we might see some chicanery with Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. Logan Paul retains, goes on to WrestleMania to defend the United States title, but against who? is the question.
Ah. As the New Day says, who? And I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. I think Logan Paul is here to keep this belt warm for... you know, I'm sure a lot of us wouldn't mind seeing KO punch Logan Paul in the face, you know. You know, that'll get you invested in the match. You want to see these guys fight, you know, after all the words that they've traded. But I think Logan Paul's keeping this belt warm for LA Knight.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Come WrestleMania, I think that's the Mania match. But again, this is an exciting Rumble because you can go so many different directions. And that's the exciting part of it. It's almost more exciting than WrestleMania at this point. Like we said, it's our favorite event. But so many things are going to move and change and have question marks. And have, like, what's going to happen or why didn't this happen or whatever, you know, unfolds on Saturday. So it should be very interesting. You want to go a Women's Rumble?
Yeah, let's do it.
Women's Rumble. So I think there's only four officially announced on the WWE.com page.
It's Becky. It's Nia Jax. Who else?
Bailey. Bianca.
And Bianca.
I believe. Those are the four. Let's correct if I'm wrong. So I think in years past, we were just kind of like, oh, how are they going to fill out this Women's Rumble? Like, they'll have a lot of NXT coming.
NXT, surprises, debuts, stuff like that.
Well, this year, I think we're set, you know, especially on Raw. Like, the women's wrestling has been heavily featured, which I love to see. Yeah. A lot of tag teams. Yeah. A lot of women's wrestling, more than usual, so amazing to see. But I think we're going to have, like, everyone in this Rumble, but I think there's going to be a lot of surprises as well. Before we pick winners and stuff like that, any surprises you might see coming into the Women's Rumble or moments or anything like that?
Something's telling me Sasha Banks.
Yeah,
something's telling me Naomi. Yeah. I think we're going to get some returns like Alexa Bliss.
You think Alexa Bliss will be back?
Possibly. It might be too soon, but, you know, hopeful. Maybe Carmella.
Yes.
Any legends you see?
You think of Trish or Lita again, or?
I don't know about Trish. Maybe Lita. You got Victoria out there. You got Ivory. You got Melina.
Molly Holly's in the company right now, backstage.
Maybe another Tori Wilson. Maybe another Kelly Kelly.
Would there be someone like they would put in the Hall of Fame this year?
I don't think we see Beth Phoenix, you know, with Edge being in AEW, so I'm not sure. We could see Rodriguez come back.
That would be a good return.
And, I'll save my last surprise for last with my winner, but you go ahead.
I kind of echo everything you said. Like, I'm of the mindset of, like, right now, WWE is just, like, business is booming.
Yes.
Even with yesterday's news, TKO and the Netflix deal and The Rock and all this and that, they're firing on all cylinders. And when I was at Survivor Series, the fact that they brought in Punk, he was available. He's a top name. We know the history with Punk and WWE. We don't need to go over that again. But it was a calculated move. Not a lot of people knew about it.
No.
And hey, he's out there. Let's get him. And I feel like that's kind of the mindset right now in WWE. It's like, so I'm going into this Rumble saying, like, everything's on the table. Let's do all the surprises.
Yeah.
Could Sasha Banks come back as Sasha Banks? Sure, why not, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I know there's reports otherwise, but I'm going to sit back and enjoy. And I think Naomi, like you said, I think Naomi's a lock. One of my personal favorites.
Me too, yeah.
Love Naomi. I'm always feeling the glow, you know that. I got the shades in the office, you know.
There you go.
Love Naomi. I'm trying to think who else.
Yeah, it's hard with surprises this year.
Maybe some NXT talent.
Yeah, possibly. Like, we could see, you know, that Lyra Valkyria. We could see Roxanne Perez. We could see Tiffany Stratton. But this out of the four matches, I think, is the hardest to choose. Because normally with the Royal Rumble, you have storylines going in. Like, you know, Becky wanting to prove herself against Rhea. Nia wanting to prove that she is the unstoppable force and nobody can throw her over the top rope unless they team up against her. Can Becky be the first ever two-time women's Royal Rumble winner? Can Nia Jax win it for the first time? Can Bayley win it for the first time? This is the only thing Bayley hasn't done in WWE is win a Royal Rumble. You know, so we have all those storylines going into it. But I think Jade Cargill is going to come in and win it. I don't know if she's going to be number 30 and win it, but I think Jade Cargill comes in and she wins it. Now, who she picks, I don't know. I feel like a money match would be her and Rhea.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, and also, too, another return. I think we have little Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan. Yeah. Like, interesting. Real good stuff. And we're on the same page, man, because when you were leaving out the one surprise, I'm like, he's going to go Jade. And she's the one that jaded you, in the words of Aerosmith. But I think because Jade has kind of been a cameo in WWE and NXT, some of the PLEs, and then kind of haven't seen anything from her in months and months and months, which makes me think, and there's no hype going into the Rumble about her, which makes me think
that's
more and more.
That's a perfect time to bring
her. I'm saying that number 20, not anywhere from 27 to 30. I'm going to say the 30 spot. That's been hot. That's that 30 spot. That's that Brock Lesnar spot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
She's going to come in. You know, Final Four, I'll give me Becky, give me Bayley, give me Bianca and Jade, maybe? Mm. Give me a Final Four like that. Or maybe Anaya in the Final Four as well.
Okay.
Maybe a Piper. But I think it'll be a really great Women's Rumble. And I'm going to go, like you said, Jade Cargill coming in at number 30. And I think she goes on to pick Mommy. And that's your marquee women's match for sure. That should be excellent. So excited for that. Men's Rumble, man. This is really interesting. This is more fun predicting than I think I've ever had predicting a Men's Rumble.
Yeah.
There's so many directions. Cody, obviously a heavy favorite. Punk, a lot of people are saying, is a heavy favorite. Gunther, you can't count him out with all the stuff he's been doing. We talked about The Rock possibly showing up. Yeah. Let's talk surprises first. Is there any surprises?
Right off the bat, Andrade. I think Andrade returns.
I think that's a lock, yeah.
Could we see Matt Cardona / Zack Ryder? Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly The Rock. I don't know.
I think he's going to be there in some form or fashion. I don't know if it's the Rumble, but maybe.
They alluded to it. I mean, I don't know with age, but maybe Hulk Hogan. You could see a Hulk Hogan, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe an appearance, yeah.
But for a while, ever since his ascension, and then they didn't have him on a couple pay-per-views since the summer. My pick for this a while ago was LA Knight, and then
to win it all.
Yeah, to win the Royal Rumble.
And he still could.
But that's the thing. I don't know if the three challengers are in the Rumble, you know what I'm saying? You got Cody wanting to finish the story, but do they have Cody win back-to-back Royal Rumbles? I don't know. You got Drew McIntyre making a case.
Drew McIntyre is a good one. I'm liking
Drew McIntyre. You got Gunther. You got Damian Priest, who made a valid point. He has the money in the bank, and if he wins the Royal Rumble, he has two chances.
Did he say that? That's awesome.
I like that. So it's the 30th anniversary of the only, in 1994, the only co-winner Royal Rumble with Bret Hart and Lex Luger. Could we possibly get a Cody and Punk co-winner type deal where they eliminate each other over the top rope? The money match is Punk and Rollins. So I think Punk wins this. The story that they're going to tell in this Rumble is going to be really cool. I think Punk wins it. He challenges Rollins if Rollins is available. To get Cody to Roman, I think he wins the Elimination Chamber to go on to WrestleMania. I don't know if they give Cody back-to-back Royal Rumble wins. I mean, we'll see. But my pick right now is Punk. I feel like you bring him in, like, why not spotlight him? Maybe not necessarily have him win the title, but This year, especially the two Royal Rumble matches, I'm really excited for because there's so much unpredictability, so much possibility. I mean, what other surprises do you have coming in?
Andrade, I think, is a lock.
Yeah.
Cardona, I'm actually, again, I'm just being positive and, like, let's see what sticks to the wall here. Like, Cardona, everything he's done on the indies, he is just like, what more can he accomplish on the independents? But he's doing it his way. He's making his money.
Yeah.
And he's given a lot to the independents. He really has. You know, as much as he plays up the heel stuff, like, he's really given a lot to the business. And he'll be on the Jericho Cruise that weekend. Mm. But we've seen before in the past where people were on Jericho Cruise and were able to fly out from an island or whatever.
Okay.
So I'm not going to count him out. And again, if he appears in the Rumble like we've seen with Nia Jax at the time, doesn't mean he has to be under contract. He can just be a one-timer. Going back to the women's, maybe Mickey James, by the way.
Ooh, okay.
She's doing stuff with OVW, obviously no longer affiliated with WWE, but she could still make an appearance again. That'd be very well deserved and cool to see her. Maybe a lot of people are saying Bron Breakker. You know, like
Bron Breakker. I could see Brock Lesnar.
Jimmy Trick.
As well.
Carmelo's pretty much going to be in it, I would say.
Okay. I think Brock Lesnar.
Love to see Trick. Yeah. Trying to think who else. You know, speaking of Long Island guys, what if we got an MJF in WWE? Not happening?
That's a tough one, man, because
he's radio silent right now, so it would be like, perfect.
I've heard that he already signed his contract, but they're still playing it up.
And then he had denied that report, which, again, if he did, you should deny it, because where's the surprise? But, yeah.
I mean, that would be completely insane if it's MJF. That would be so wild.
Got a torn labrum, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's been taken care of or how long that would take. You know, wrestlers work with torn labrums a lot. It's not easy.
Yeah, who
limits
knows, man.
Set. I would say I would love to see MJF in WWE because he's brilliant. And with that machine behind him, it could be a really great situation. Would they be interested? Would that be something they would want? Man, seeing MJF on the red carpet with all the WWE superstars and all that, that gave me a little uh-huh. And he's been playing up that, what is it, that whatever 2024, bidding war of 2024.
I feel like he'd be shackled there as far as promo because he likes to push the envelope. He likes to use colorful language. They definitely won't let him use that there, so he won't be the same. And I don't know. But also, too, money talks. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point. But he's done so much in AEW, even some not-so-great feuds. Like, he's really made him great. I would just love to see him with the machine behind him. But, you know, this is fantasy. But you never know. Like, I'm being very, like, let's see what happens. I'm being very positive, and I'm open to all surprises. So, should be really great. I don't think Hogan, a lot of people were saying they don't think it, with all, you know, whatever respect or not, you know, whatever. But, like, him going over the top rope might not end well, or he might not be able to do that physically. But in terms of winner, you said CM Punk?
Yeah, I said Punk.
I'll just echo what I said on the podcast. I see we agree all the way around. I'm going to go Punk as well.
Okay.
He must not be a Foo Fighters fan because he is going to be your monkey wrench.
Nice.
And he's going to be that monkey wrench in Punk, in Cody's story. And I don't even know if Cody's going to be, first of all, I said this, there's going to be some sort of, like you said, double elimination or chicanery or craziness at the end for that, okay, what are we going to do? There's going to be what I was calling that overtime moment, like that to prolong, like, who's it going to be between the two of them? There's going to be some sort of prolonging that moment. Maybe even The Rock is involved. So there's going to be something, like something that prolongs that moment. Maybe Triple H will screw something. Like, I don't know. There's going to be something. There's going to be something there. And I think it might not even be Cody being the second, you know, the second one in, or the last one eliminated by Punk. Because if that moment happens, and that'll be great too in terms of fan pop or reaction or noise. Cody goes over the top rope. Punk hangs on and wins the Royal Rumble. So you have that moment of Cody losing. You also have people celebrating while Punk wins in the same moment.
Yeah.
So if Cody is eliminated second to last, you have that moment of, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Say Gunther or whoever, like, eliminates Cody or Drew or whoever, and then it's, like, Drew and Punk or Punk and Gunther, like, you're like it's he's not going to get the story. Like, oh, it, like, Cody lost. I think there might be a moment like that where it sucks the air out of the arena. Okay. I see one of those moments happening. It's like, oh, my gosh. Because if Cody wins, say Cody wins the Rumble.
Yeah.
All right, well, he's going to go face Roman at WrestleMania. What, not to say finish the story, but what is the story? You know what I mean? It's just like, run it back. You know, that's the story. Like, we always talk about struggle and hurdles and hard times and like that. Not to say he needs that, but, like, Punk comes in, hasn't had a match on TV, comes and throws a monkey wrench into this whole thing. I think that's the story, and that's something Cody will have to overcome. Maybe at Elimination Chamber or whatever. In any case, it's super interesting.
Who do you think starts out 1 and 2 for men's and women's?
So I usually make the 1 and 2 picks based on their entrance. Like I always said, a guy like Elias, he's going to be 1 because he'll be in the ring with the acoustic guitar. Yeah. A guy like Eddie Guerrero, he's going to come out with the car. JBL comes out with a car.
Yeah.
Who has a big, not to get too like behind the scenes, who has a big production entrance? Taker always has a big production entrance. A lot of people saying he's got one more in him. Taker at 1, though, that'd be crazy. They're going to start out semi-hot. They're going to start out with like a high mid-card, maybe a former Rumble winner, maybe someone coming back.
Yeah.
I could see Hogan coming out at 1 and then just teasing something, and it's like, no, he's not in the Rumble. You know, like, something to pop the crowd, man. Who has like a big production entrance?
Honestly, I could see Brock starting at 1.
It fits everything I'm saying right now. Main event Jey Uso, I could see him. Oh
yeah, main event Jey. Yeah.
I could see him coming out, getting the crowd, doing that. I could see main event Jey Uso at 1 or 2.
Okay.
I could see that. Punk that early, I would say no.
You think especially Jimmy and Jey start out at 1 and 2?
I do now. Oh my gosh. Look at you. You heard it here first, people.
You know they're gonna build that for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
What about the women?
1 and 2?
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is a great question. It's hard to do on the spot. Real quick, I didn't want to forget. I hope Ray is back. I know I think he's on crutches still, but I hope Ray's back.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah, I would love to see him in the Rumble. That's my guy. For the women, the 1 and 2, Bianca, I'm going to say, is an early. Bianca okay. Coming in.
I think Bayley comes in early.
Yeah. And they're gonna last. Well, didn't Rhea run the whole gauntlet essentially?
Yeah, it was her and Liv, and her and Liv ended up being the last two out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Bayley. Maybe like a Nikki Cross.
Or
Candice LeRae.
Give me a Nikita Lyons in the Rumble.
That's a
surprise. Nikita Lyons.
Okay.
Good to see her. Interesting. Some people were saying if Matt comes back, maybe Steph DeLander.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe
Pat
awesome.
McAfee in the men's, too.
I'm good on that. No hate for whatever. Guy's brilliant. He's making money. He's doing his thing. And he's a hell of a wrestler. Didn't they do that? No, he came on commentary or something.
Yeah, he came on commentary, yeah.
Yeah. I just kind of want it more for the actual wrestlers who can...
Okay.
Engage. But nothing against him. It's just not what I want personally, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying Braun coming back. So there's so many...
Ooh, Braun Strowman. Okay, I see Ricochet, too.
Yeah. I'm hoping Johnny's in a Rumble, obviously. I'm hoping Ray's in there. Should be good. Should be a good show, man. I'm very excited.
Right, so we both picked Punk, and we both got Cargill.
Mm-hmm.
And both have Logan Paul, and both have Roman winning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And DIY's got the tag title shot on Monday, not at the Rumble?
Yeah, it's...
Is that confirmed?
So it's Monday, mm-hmm. And then Gunther defends the Intercontinental title against Kofi on Monday as well.
Ooh.
So...
Very, very cool. Should be a good weekend. Should be a good show. Everyone enjoy the Royal Rumble. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.